Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here, where it matters.
Hello and welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to keep you up to date with all the news you should know about. Today, Geisinger has zoning approval to expand in Scranton's Hill section. And Scranton and Wilkes-Barre have new partners to give people in need a place to sleep during the coldest nights of the season. It's Thursday, December 11th. Let's get into it. We'll start with a difficult story out of Scranton today. Scranton police found a grisly murder scene when they responded to frantic 911 calls in a downtown apartment building on Tuesday night. Police arrested a man they say killed two people and a service dog with a machete. WVIA's Boris Krauchenyuk reports.
Michael Woods told Scranton police he smoked a hallucinogenic drug, then he wielded a machete and stabbed two women to death and critically injured another in the German Apartments building in downtown Scranton Tuesday night. And police say Woods also killed one of the murder victims' service Labrador Retriever. Police say Woods moved here from Jersey City, New Jersey 5 years ago. He's in jail now. At a news conference Wednesday, Lackawanna County District Attorney Brian Gallagher said police found pure evil when they reached the sixth floor where Woods and the victims lived.
This was a gruesome, reprehensible, and senseless act of violence where three women and a service dog were attacked in the hallway of the sixth floor of their apartment building. The vast majority of this incident, the vast majority, is all on video surveillance, and it is horrific to watch.
Authorities still haven't publicly identified the victims because they're trying to reach family members. One dead woman was 61, the other 59. The survivor, who's in critical condition, is 66. For now, Woods' motive remains unknown, though Woods told police he smoked PCP. The district attorney said police are still investigating if that's true. Gallagher credited officers for responding so quickly they found Woods still near the apartment building and still holding the machete.
And as horrible as this incident was, it could have been worse. He was apprehended on the sidewalk of Biden Street in Wyoming Avenue. It's Christmas. The mall's right there. There are other patrons in bars and restaurants. And but for their intervention, this could have been a little bit worse.
Reporting from Scranton, I'm Boris Krauchenyuk, WVIA News.
Thank you, Boris. Find more of this story at WVIA.org. Still in Scranton now, City Council voted on Tuesday night to approve zoning changes for Geisinger. Geisinger plans to build a 75-foot annex and parking garage on Colfax Avenue. WVIA's Lydia McFarlane reports from Scranton City Hall.
The council voted 3-2 to approve the amendment. The vote came after a lengthy public hearing. Supporters of the amendment, including Scranton Mayor Paige Cognetti, say the zoning amendment will give Geisinger a much-needed expansion.
As a city, it is absolutely imperative that we give Geisinger what they need on the land that they already own, in a place that has been a hospital center for 120 years, so that we make sure that we are good stewards of healthcare and our economic development and our strength as a city for the next 120 years.
The hospital is located in the city's Hill section. Geisinger's expansion will move further into the neighborhood. Residents spoke out against the amendment during the public hearing. Laura Augustini is the president of the Green Ridge Neighborhood Association.
None of us, as been said over and over again, is opposed to healthcare improvements. We just want to maintain the character of the neighborhood.
Residents said voting no on the amendment would give them more time to compromise with Geisinger. Council member Tom Schuster was one of the no votes.
If we vote no, the hospital still has another day to bring a plan. They still have another day to expand. If we vote yes on this tonight, it's over for what the neighborhood wants in terms of a seat at the table and compromise, and that's what they're asking for, is a seat at the table and compromise.
The amendment's approval was met with mixed reviews. Celebration from Geisinger staff and supporters, and groans from Hill Section residents. Reporting from Scranton, I'm Lydia McFarlane, WVIA News.
And thanks, Lydia, for that story. Stay with us. There's more Up to Date after this break.
Hi, I'm Julie Sidoni, Director of Journalism at WVIA. We're inviting you to be part of something truly important, strengthening the future of trusted local journalism in our community. Through our Newsmatch campaign, we're working toward a $125,000 goal by December 31st, with special opportunities available throughout the campaign to help your support go even further. Donate now at wvia.org/match, and thank you.
Welcome back. So the past couple of weeks have been pretty cold and snowy in our region. As the snow fell and a biting cold settled over Wilkes-Barre last week, Pastor Sam Garnett opened the doors of Calvary Bible Church to anyone needing a warm place to sleep. In Scranton, Catholic Social Services did the same at Weston Field. Both cities have found new partners for the Code Blue Emergency Shelter Program that was previously run by Keystone Mission. Wilkes-Barre Mayor George Brown says the city's unsheltered task force started looking for a new shelter when Keystone Mission closed its Wilkes-Barre Innovation Center over the summer. Calvary Bible Church had been an emergency shelter in the past, so Brown says it was a no-brainer.
It was great because everybody got together and just volunteered their services, their time, their energy, and that's how this was put together with a lot of good teamwork.
While Keystone Mission did not operate a shelter in Scranton, they staffed and managed Weston Field during Code Blue nights. They closed their Scranton Innovation Center over the summer as well, and no longer have a presence in the city. Mayor Paige Cognetti said her city also worked with an unsheltered task force to find an alternative.
Been meeting for years now, and when Keystone Mission was no longer able to provide the service, we had a built-in group of people that were ready to think about next steps, and happily, Catholic Social Services has stepped up.
Wilkes-Barre and Scranton open their Code Blue shelters for anyone experiencing homelessness or in need of a warm place to sleep. A Code Blue alert goes out when the National Weather Service predicts wind chill temperatures of 20 degrees or colder, or there's an expected snowfall of 10 inches or more. In Wilkes-Barre, a blue light on Public Square signals that the shelter is open for anyone who does not catch media reports or online posts. Volunteers staff the shelter each night it's open. They provide cots, bedding, snacks, and water to any overnight guests.
Like I said, a warm environment for them to be in, and but also it is a safe place because there are people there that volunteer to be on site.
Wilkes-Barre already had around 70 cots to give to the church. Cognetti says Keystone Mission used to provide cots for the Weston Field shelter. The city used economic development funds to buy cots for this year.
It's been a years-long effort where the city has stepped in to make sure there's a place to host Code Blue, but we, the city, are not able to provide the full wraparound service, so we rely on a nonprofit for that. Really, really grateful to the Catholic Diocese and Social Services team to be able to step in.
Cognetti says Catholic Social Services will staff and run the shelter, while St. Francis of Assisi Kitchen will provide a hot meal each night it's in use. Catholic Social Services also operates a year-round shelter at St. Anthony's Haven on Olive Street. Both shelters opened for their first nights of the season last week. Pastor Sam Garnett said the Wilkes-Barre Church had five people stay overnight on the first night. In Scranton, diocese spokesperson Eric Diebel said 10 people stayed at Weston Field on its first night, and 22 people stayed at St. Anthony's Haven. Brown says he'll stay in contact with Garnett to improve the Code Blue program as winter continues.
So it's just a matter of now having a meeting and discussing what's the next step? Can there anything we can do to enhance it, make it better?
Both cities will post on social media when a Code Blue is in effect. Scranton has issued a Code Blue until Friday, December 14th. For shelter hours, look for this story at WVIA.org. All right, I hope you're feeling up to date. Find these stories and more at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Sinto. Thanks for hanging out with me today. One more show this week, so make sure you subscribe and tune in so you don't miss anything. Have a happy Friday Eve, everyone. Stay warm, and I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.